Are you ready, Lori? Merry Christmas! Let's all get settled as we are ready to begin. Well, we're so glad you're here for this most special service of the whole year. It's my absolute favorite one, and we're glad you're here to share it with us. It's kind of anything goes. Take pictures all you want, applaud whenever you want, sneeze, cough, doesn't matter, whatever happens. Let me just make a couple of quick announcements to tell you that we have two services that follow this one, the 8 o'clock service here. It's a traditional worship service where we sing a lot of carols. And then at 11 o'clock, we're back in here for a beautiful candlelight communion service. There will be an offering this evening, and all of the offerings this Christmas Eve will go to benefit Hurricane Sandy relief. And please join us on Sunday. There will be no Sunday school, but worship will be at 10:45. Now, we're going to sing "O Come All Ye Faithful," just verses 1 and 3. But before we do, we have to take our bells in our hand. This is our tradition. And welcome in Christmas Eve. And are you ready to do that? Do you have your bells? All right, everybody grab them and make all the noise you can. All right, thank you. Now, take the bells and put them on the floor where they will stay until we sing Joy to the World, and then we'll get to ring them for a long time during that. So let's turn to the hymnals, number 41. Stand whenever you're ready. Just verses 1 and 3. O come all ye faithful.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, here in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Be seated. Let us pray together. Give us, O God, such love and wonder that with shepherds and wise men and pilgrims unknown, we may come to adore the Holy Child, the promised King, with our gifts. May we worship him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I would like to invite all the children who are presently enrolled in the nursery school, all the alumni, even if you don't know the words, I think you can hum along, all ages, all sizes. All of you have CPNS in your heart, so bring it up here and let's sing.
Bring your bells, CPNS folk, bring your bells. Thank you.
Will the ushers please come forward? Here they come. As Pastor Lou said, the offertory for tonight is going to help the people who are really hurt by Hurricane Sandy. This money's not going to let rich people build beach houses. This is going to people who really need to have their homes built, who don't have insurance, who have other financial problems. So I ask you to prayerfully consider a gift to those folks and to churches in our presbytery that have been damaged badly by the storm. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we give you thanks for your bounty to us, gifts in every way we can imagine. Especially this night, we're mindful of all the gifts that we will give and receive, and we're grateful for those gifts. We pray they would be signals to us, symbols of your great gifts to us, gifts of food and shelter and clothing, that you've taken care of us for so many years. We pray for these gifts that they would be useful in rebuilding human lives and churches that were destroyed by Hurricane Sandy. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Love's pure light came down tonight. Love so pure, so free. Little baby, God in flesh, love came down to me.
Gentle shepherds, bow in awe, worshiping the King. The wise man traveled from far, as all the heaven sings. Mary holds her child, wondering what might be. Angels watching from afar as all creation sings.
Oh.
fields were they, lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued for day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Great job. Now, we're getting ready to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, and we're all going to remain seated. And when we start singing, we're going to ask that all of the children who are going to be in the acting out the Christmas story start to make their way back to the narthex so that they can get organized, relatively so. And if your boy or if your son or daughter didn't get a crown or angels or a part, you can send them back too, and we'll make sure that they get to participate. So again, remember to stay seated, but let's sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, and the kids can go back. Number 44.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch up wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all on earth. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still,
you. Okay, we're going to get ready. Maury, how many verses are we of the songs in between? Are we doing all the verses? Just a couple. One, just first and last? Just tell me how many verses.
Away in a manger, we're doing the whole thing.
Okay. All right, that's good. Are we ready to begin back there? All right, then listen to God's word as I read from the record of the first Christmas. This is the word of the Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. We're going to sing Away in the Manger as we, and we're the music background, so we all have to participate, and it's number 25. Let's sing Away in a Manger. Remain seated.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Hark the herald angels sing, number 31.
First and last verse.
First and last verses only. Hark the herald angels sing, 31, first and last.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Hail the heaven-born.
Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Go tell it on the mountain, number 29.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We Three Kings, number 66.
First verse and chorus.
First verse and chorus only. 66.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar fields and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon them. Let's have a round of applause for all of our shepherds and wise men. We're going to send all the kids back now to their seats. Go ahead, boys and girls. And then when you get back there, get your bells and get ready to ring them, because we're going to sing Joy to the World, and we're going to ring our bells the whole time we're singing. While they're going back, I'll remind you that when you're leaving this evening, be sure to turn in all of the bells and all of the costume parts. Everybody stand and let's sing Joy to the World and get those bells a-ringing. Number 40. Here we go.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and
of the greatest news ever, that God became one of us to save us, to give us a life together with Him forever. So go tell it on the mountain and everywhere else, Jesus Christ is born today. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.